Hello, this is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Hey, Nico, it's Marianne. I need you to do me a favor. I got your email, but I cannot open the attachment. I don't know what's wrong with this computer, but I'm about ready to throw it in the floor. Okay.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm getting on my email right now. I'm opening up a file because sometimes this happens. What it uses, the program that it uses is like Adobe software. So if you don't have the Adobe on, sometimes it won't work. But I'm going to send you over the regular PDF file version of it, and that I'm pulling it up right now. And you can just open that up very easily. Yeah. So. Let's see. Yeah, I'm. Let me send it to you real quick.
Okay. So it's gonna be a PDF file.
Yeah. Okay. And then let me attach it. Sorry.
All right. Because I've done everything that I know. I am by far not the computer guru. Okay. Not at all. I got some girls that are pretty good, but they're all going home. Oh, my God, I can't get it open. I thought maybe it was my computer, so I went in to one of the other computers and still didn't have any luck, okay? So I was like, So I just said, I'm calling Nico, okay?
Well, hey, that's,
get it for me.
That's the easiest way to do it, right?
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the working capital application right now.
Okay,
and then I'm just sending you the PDF, though. That's all that's going to be in this email. And it's still Marianne at 1989 STI, right? Best one to get you. Okay, so sending that right now. Let's see if you get it. Okay, so it's just sent, so let's see.
If I don't, I'll call you back, okay?
Well, what are you? Are you on the computer right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so I just sent it, so why don't you refresh your email and see if it got through.
Okay, let's hope it did. Okay, all right, and that is, okay, all right, now let me, okay. Let's try this again.
Technology, right?
Yeah. Okay, now it's not taking my password. What in the hell? Okay, let's try this again. Okay. All right, we'll try this one more time. Okay, it's loading, okay. I'm going to new mail. It's syncing. Okay, here we go. There you are. Okay, opening you up. Well, I'm trying. You might put it like that. Oh, for God's sake. It's syncing. Okay, let's see. All right, let's try this. Okay. Okay, at the bottom of the screen, I'm getting a save as, and a cancel. But it's not opening up.
Do a save as. So save it as first, and then I'll open it up.
All right, so save as. Let's see. Let's just put Nico app. All right.
Okay.
That should work. Okay. All right. Then.
Did it pull up yet?
Let's just pull it, see if it'll have. Okay. All right. Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay. Aww. Okay. It's not wanting to pull it up. Son of a bitch. Okay. Open folder. Let's try that.
Go to recently downloaded. Do you have a PC?
Do what?
Do you have like a PC or a Mac? Which one do you have?
Okay, no, I'm gonna do.
Oh yeah, Dell. Okay, yeah. So PC. So go into the bottom left where it says like search for anything, and just type in what you saved it as. So under me, so just type in Nico, and it should pop up.
Okay, I've got some files, but they're not showing up files, but I don't see anything. Let's see. Okay, downloads. Let me try downloads.
Yeah, that'll probably be in there.
Okay. No, let me try documents. Well, it's not documents. Okay, I'm just trying to desktop. Let's try that. Okay, can you just fax it to me?
Hey, why don't we try this? Why don't we try this? Go back to your email real quick,
Yeah, okay, I got the email.
and then go to the email
Oh,
that I sent you.
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. It had open. Okay. But it's got nothing in the open. You've got to be kidding me. Yes, I've got NicoApp.pdf. Wait a minute. Ah, that's it. Oh, Marianne, you just don't have any patience at all. Okay.
Did it show up? Is it there? Okay.
All
So
right, now let me make sure. I want to get it printed off. It's thinking. Oh my God, this thing is so slow. I have no patience. None whatsoever. Okay, here we go. It's a one-page deal, right?
Right, yeah. So it says merchant pre-qualification form on the top.
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay, so here we can walk through this real quick. Just so you're gonna fill out all the information here, the business legal name, type of business,
Yeah.
all that stuff. You have a open contract with a current working capital business, yes, your physical address, et cetera, and then make sure you include. Sometimes a lot of my clients forget this, but it right there, smack in the middle where it says rented or mortgaged. That's based off the property where the business is registered. So either if you rent the property out or if you own it, and if you mortgage it, put the amount and so forth, because that helps as well to get you qualified with the best thing, the best programs that we have. And the part underneath that where it shows the credit card processing, just fill that out as is, with the merchant processing statements. And then from there, you just go down to the bottom, you sign it, date it, and then you fill out the other stuff on the bottom. And sometimes my clients have questions about business trade references, and essentially those are, people you've done work with, if you have, trade references. It's pretty
Yes. Oh,
straightforward.
yeah. Okay. Now I can't. I got it on the screen. It's not printing. It's not printing. You have got to be kidding me. Okay. And the printer's on, and everything is supposed to be working. Well, I've got it up on the screen, but I need to print it.
Yeah, I go and click on I think you can right click it and see if it says
Okay.
print, or you can do click on the file, like the PDF version, and then do Control P. So hold Control and then click P, like the letter P.
Okay.
And that should
Where do you want the
controls on the
control?
bottom left of the
Yeah,
keyboard.
okay.
And so press and
Control
hold
P.
Control P, and then that should mean print, and it should bring up a print screen. Did it
Yeah,
bring
it
up the
does.
print screen? And then, well,
But
print it. Print it.
it's thinking. There's nothing. It's just, it's thinking. So I'm wondering why it's thinking so hard. Okay, that just doesn't make sense to me. I've never seen it do this before.
This could be one of the slow days, you know?
Yeah, what a day, what a day, what a day. Okay. Please tell me you've got a fax machine that you can fax it to me.
Yes, we have a fax machine. So if that's
Okay.
an easier way, I can just fax that over to you. And then, when you're filling it out, and if you have time tomorrow, if you have questions, just I'm
Yeah.
a phone call away, and I can, walk it through with you if it makes it easier.
Yeah. Now what's happening is I can, it's on the screen, okay? Let's try this. Let's just
Is it hooked up to the right printer?
Printer. Oh yeah, it is. It is. But when I hit the print button, all it's doing is just it's thinking, and it's not showing me the what to print.
Oh, so it's just loading the page. So it's taking a little while to load.
Well, it's taking forever to load. I mean, it's only one page, for God's sakes. But it doesn't seem to want to print. I don't understand that. I haven't seen that particular phenomenon with the computer. I learn something for every day, I guess.
Right.
Sometimes I'm just a very, very old dog. That's all I can say.
Yeah. All right, here's what I'll do. If it's not working right now, I'm going to get, I'll have somebody fax over the application to you right now because I need to tell I can get it faxed over. What's your fax number?
Okay, 859 525-6847.
All right, let me read that back to you. So that's 859-525-6847. 6847.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, I'm gonna have somebody fax the application, the one page, over to you right now. You should be getting that shortly, within the next 15 to 20 minutes when somebody gets on it, because it's pretty hectic right now. But it'll get over to you. And when you get that over, you can fill it out and then get the required documents and then send it back to me via fax with the number that I have attached on the email that I sent you.
I just wish I could understand why it's doing what it's doing. It's
technology. You can be in the pain in the butt, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's just so many things that could make it happen. You just don't know.
Right.
I don't put it like that. Okay. So, all right. Well, let's try that and see what happens, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Marianne.
All right. Okay. Thanks, honey. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.